Malaria kills more than 1 million people a year, mostly children and mostly in Africa. Some malaria researchers didn't think it would be possible to create a vaccine because the disease is caused by a very complex parasite. A new study in the medical journal Lancet does show progress. NPR's Joanne Silberner has more.
Dr. Pedro Alonso always had hope for a vaccine. He went to Africa 20 years ago to study ways to combat malaria for one reason.
It is present every day in every house, in every village across the continent.
Half the children he's seen in hospitals in Africa are there because of the disease.
There is not one family in Africa that doesn't have at least a relative, let alone a child, that has died of malaria.
Alonso himself contracted the disease while doing field work. Despite excellent treatment, he suffered a high fever, intense shivering and vomiting, symptoms that can kill a child, especially a malnourished one. What caused his symptoms was not a virus, not a bacterium, but a more complex parasite.
It keeps on changing the clothes it wears so that the organism, the human organism, finds it very difficult to identify it and build the right sort of responses to control it.
Mosquitoes inject the parasite into people. It goes through four very different life stages. Many scientists thought if there were to be a vaccine for malaria, it would have to deal with all four stages, a very complicated process. Alonso and his colleagues injected a single, relatively simple protein from the first stage of the parasite's life cycle into about 1,000 children aged 1 to 4 in Mozambique. After 6 months, they compared the children to others who got a placebo vaccine. Again, Pedro Alonso.
It has prevented about a third of all clinical malaria episodes in these children. It has prevented about 45% of all new infections. And it has prevented 58% of all episodes of severe life-threatening malaria.
Not 100%, but it's a start. The ultimate vaccine may end up being a combination of several of the dozens being worked on. The trial was paid for by the Malaria Vaccine Initiative, funded by the Gates Foundation. There was also support from GlaxoSmithKline, which makes the vaccine. Melinda Mori of the Malaria Vaccine Initiative says she's incredibly excited, hopeful, but cautious.
This was a phase 2 trial, and so obviously we'd need to go to a phase 3 trial to be able to get larger numbers and to feel, you know, really good about that data in infants, which is our ultimate target population.
Even competitors are enthusiastic. Stephen Hoffman started a company, Solaria, to work on a vaccine more along the lines of the oral polio vaccine, using the entire malaria parasite, not just one protein.
And we believe very strongly that our approach can be a malaria vaccine right out of the box if it works.
But he says there's no telling what will work in the long run. And given the magnitude of the problem, promising approaches like the new single protein need to be pursued. Even if all goes well with the new vaccine, it will take a long time to get it licensed and available, says the Malaria Vaccine Initiative's Melinda Mori.
We have to make sure that we thoroughly test these products to make sure that before they're used on large numbers of people that they're safe and that they're effective.
Melinda Mori hopes the vaccine will be ready by 2010. Joanne Silberner, NPR News.